Simon. We're up to Simon Lamed Beis. Shmiras Haguf Al Pi HaTeva. As I go into the Simon, let me tell you that Teva has changed quite a bit since the time of that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Gansfried wrote this Simon, in the late 19th century. So things have changed quite a bit, and I'm certain that the doctors do not agree with everything that he's going to tell us. So Dr. Fruchter, maybe we'll provide some commentary as we go through. However, we're going to try to go this very quickly. I'm going to try to read very, very quickly. There are some hidden gems, golden nuggets that are found here in these words. He has some cute little things, but it's a little bit surprising. You read some of these things over here, like you think you'll step back a little bit when you hear some of the things. Okay, let's try to go through this quickly. Starting with Simon Lamed Beis, I have here new handouts. Anyone doesn't have, I have here new photocopies. Simon Lamed Beis, Shmiras Haguf Al Pi HaTeva. Hoyel, Vehayois Haguf Bari V'Shalei Midarkei Hashemu. It is only natural that the body should be healthy and complete. That's part of Hashem's ways. Hashem created a person, and Hashem wants a person to be healthy and well. Because it's impossible for a person to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's ill. Hashem created the person so he should serve him. And if a person is not well, it is impossible for a person to serve Hashem. Therefore, Hashem wants you to be in good condition. Therefore, you must do your part. Hashem will do his part, but a man must do his part to make sure that he is healthy. Distance yourself from things which destroy your body. Attach yourself to things which are healthy. Ha-machalimim. Esaguf. Machalim means to refresh. Things which refresh the body. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'nishmartem me'od l'nafsho sechem. You have to guard your neshama very much. Base. Ha-borei baruchu v'ruch shemo baruch. And by the way, this line, this halacha aleph, is a direct quote from the Rambam. Okay, so these are not the words. These are not even the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's taking this straight from the Rambam. There is a discussion if the Rambam is telling you, is it a chiyuv or is it when the Rambam is
good advice?
Okay, so basically the consensus is good advice. A lot of things are not necessarily a chiyuv. It's eitzah toivah kamashma, but it's not in the category of obligation. Okay, let's go to halacha base. Habari borei baruchu v'rushma boris adam v'nasan b'chayim tivi. Okay, so he gives this analogy. A person has a fire burning in his body. It's a very interesting analogy. I do not know what modern medical science has to say about this, but a person has a fire burning in the body. And a person has everything to make sure that the fire, just like a fire of teva, needs fuel, so too the fire of the neshama of the needs fuel. What is the fuel for the fire that's burning in the body? Food. And just like when you have a campfire, you have to provide it with the right type of fuel. And if you don't use the right type of fuel, the fire is not going to burn well, it's going to crackle, it's going to smoke, it's going to do all different things which you don't want to do. So too, if you have to provide the fire in your soul with the right type of food, so it should produce a nice flame and to keep a good heat. V'nasan boi choyim tivi, Hashem created a natural heat. V'zeru achius shel ha'adam. If this heat is extinguished, then ofes hachiyus, the chiyus disappears, does not exist. How does a person maintain the flame? How does it keep the fire going? Through food a person eats, just like a regular fire of teva. The food is fuel for the fire, just like if you don't add fuel, wood to the fire goes out. It's food is ground between the teeth, and it's mixed with saliva, and it is dissolved, Tomcha. That word appears 100 times in the next couple of swimming to the stomach. The it's tomcha is the stomach. Is that correct? Modern Hebrew? The stomach? Litz tomcha. Stomach. Yeah, it's litz tomcha. The food goes down to the stomach. And in the stomach it is further ground. Umisarif im hamitzim. And it is mixed with fluids in the stomach. Yes, he's explaining the digestive system. But if you want to nitpick, I'm sure doctors are going to have what to say about every single word here. Dr. Fruchti, you want to comment? You can comment. You can comment whatever you want to comment. Chime in. Mitz ho'itz taimcha u'mitz hamara. It mixes with the mitz, the juices of the stomach, and with bile. U'mitz hamara, the gallbladder, bile is also contributes towards the digestive tract, the digestive system. The yutach, the food is digested, it is dissolved, the yispashel, and it is cooked. Me'achoim, from the heat, the hamitzim, umisakel, and it is consumed. Right. Habaru shabo mimenu nizam. Why is he saying all this? I do not know. I don't know why he's going into all these details. Could be. He's writing for a different time. He's writing for a different time. For many people, this was some of the only knowledge they had. Habaru shaboy menoni zonim for the pure parts of the food. From that part of the food, the person is sustained. Kol hayvam mekayim chiyasadim, the person exists. V'absil shu mahamosaros, and the absil is the waste, which is the extra. Nidche lechutz is removed to the outside of the body. V'al ze anu oimim bebirchas asher yotzar. So he adds in some chazal. This is how he translates Hashem does wonders. What is the wonder? The wonder is that Hashem separates the good and removes the harm with the psoilas. The psoilas is removed and the good of the food, the nutrients of the food remain in the body and are digested and contribute to the person's health. Shenosach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hateva ba'adam livrar, to select es tuv ha'machol v'es eivar v'chol eivar moshech elav es mezoneh harolo. Each eivar draws towards itself the nutrients that it needs, the hapisoiles and the waste nidche lachutz. This is the wonder of nature, the wonder of the human biology. Shem nishar psoiles b'soichai, if the psoiles remains in the person's body, yis apesh v'yavo lidei, he will become poisoned, turns into toxic. The yavo lidei chaloyim rachman alitzim, will become ill. V'lechein roiv b'riyus haguf v'chul shasoi. The roiv, good health, the cornerstone of good health is to eat well. V'chul shasoi tuluya bi'ikul hamachul, depends upon digestive system. Im esakel v'chal v'tayif, if the food is digested easily and in a good way, oz ruba deruba ha'adam bari, a person is healthy. Avol im miskalkel hu ikul, but if there is a problem in the digestive system, as nechlash adam v'yochol lovol yidei sakana chas v'sholom. Gimel hu ikul hatoiv hu im hamachol einenu rav, not to eat too much. Simple things, right? Simple things. No double portions. A doctor once told that to me. He said to me, you want to be healthy? No double portions. Those were his words. V'shiyei kal.
Depends what you're eating.
V'shiyei kal hisakel. It should be easy to digest. She'im ochal adam harbe. A person eats a lot. V'ho itz domcha. And the stomach is meleya. Os kasha ikul. Then it's hard for the stomach to digest. So he's telling us some fact, some scientific fact, that the stomach does not work well when it's full. The stomach does not, is that true? If the stomach is full, it does not digest the food the same way it would if it was overfull. If it's full, it digests the food better than when it's half empty than when it's full. That's what it says. Ki hu itztaimcha eina yichola ozle hispashet, because the stomach to digest the food needs to spread, needs to expand, and contract. And if the stomach is full, there is no room for expansion and contraction. I don't know, do they agree to this concept?
There is more and more being told about the satiety center. If you fill the stomach,
yes,
it reduces the hormones.
Yeah, forget about the, let's talk about the digestive, the digestive, the process.
The feedback system, so.
He's talking about the digestion that influences the mind, the hormones, the mind sends messages to the stomach to digest the food. He gives an analogy. Fire. Look at his analogy. He comes back to this analogy. If you add too much fuel to the fire, the fire goes out. Ein the boyofa does not burn well. In the stomach, if you put too much food in the stomach, the stomach's not going to be able to digest the food. It's overwhelmed. It's suffocating the system by giving it too much food. That's a new way of looking at it. I never looked at it like that. I never thought of it like that. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if modern science says, agrees, but that's what it says.
You're saying
from your knowledge it's not exactly. Yeah, I'm saying it's
the digestion of a small bowel, the stomach.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I never
grinding up the food and the acidity.
Okay, so what does it mean exactly? So it's not to be taken literally. He's saying chidushim. I told you, I don't know if modern science agrees with everything that it says here, whatever, but it's definitely an idea. L'chein adam asher reitza l'shma b'riyas, a good person who wants to guard his health. Tzarech li zoher shaloi lechol rak b'shir beinoni, a person should only eat in the middle. Don't eat too much, don't eat too little. L'fi meze guf, according to a person's nature. Loi ma'ad v'loi kolsov, do not eat a little and do not eat too much. Simple. V'roit hecholoyim haboyim al adam, einam ela omim ne'am acholim ram, because a person eats poison. Omim ne'am shum ma'al libit ne'vechol achim. He eat too much. We eat from whatever the rule is. If it tastes good, it's no good for you. That is the rule of thumb. Now this is an incredible chiddush. What he says: a person who guards his this kedai to learn this thing just for this part of here. You guard your piv, your mouth, and your tongue. Shomer mitzaros nafsho. Now, until we came to this simon here, how would you interpret this pasuk? It's referring only to lashon hara. Oh, yeah. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your tongue shut. If you don't say lashon hara, if you don't speak lashon hara, you will be in good. You will be okay. That's not the way the kitzur interprets the pasuk. He takes the pasuk. He takes the pasuk and he divides the pasuk into two parts. When it says shomer piv, that refers to eating. When it says ulishono, that's Sefer Chafetz Chaim referring to lashon hara. Again, the common way of understanding this pasuk is the entire pasuk refers to lashon hara. A person should guard himself from speaking lashon hara, chilus and motzi shemra. Why does the pasuk say piv ulishono? It's an expression, right? Yeah, all over Tanakh you have an expression. It's two different words referring to the same exact thing. That's the common way that you would understand the pasuk if not from looking at the siman. Along comes the kid. Says, no, I have a new interpretation. Shomer piv. Watch what goes into your mouth. Food. Don't put too much food into your mouth. Don't eat things that are not healthy. Lashon, don't speak. Lashon hara. Only have the pasuk. Kiloimar. Shomer piv milechol machol ra. O milispoa, or for satisfying yourself, satiating yourself, ulishono, miladaber, elo, bitzrof, only speak concerning things that are necessary. Viamar hechacham, ha'echal dover muad, midvarim hamazikim, so the person eats a small amount of poison, ainay mazik like kemoi ha'echal harbe midvarim hatoivim. This, I don't know if the people of the science agrees with this, but according to the kitzur, he's quoting a wise man, that it's more harmful to eat too much good food than to eat a small amount of poison. No, you don't agree? I don't agree with that. Okay, maybe it's relative. It doesn't mean poison mamish. He doesn't mean poison mamish. I guess what he means is if you eat too much salad. If you overdo a health salad, let's say you overdo it to eat one piece of cake, which is poison, only one piece of cake. It's better to eat one piece of cake than to eat five servings of salad.
Yes.
That's what he seems to be saying. Okay. Now, I saw in the art scroll, Kitta Shulchan Aruch. I believe I saw it there. I saw it there on the footnote. He says, what in the world is going on here? The Kitta Shulchan Aruch, he has a novel interpretation of this pasuk. No, you never heard this anywhere. No one ever said this pshat. Shomer piv l'shono, you guard it. Shomer mitzaras nafsho. All of a sudden, piv means food, and then l'shono means lashon hara. Wow, that's a chiddush. Okay, the art scroll at the bottom, the note. Remember, Rabbi Kirzner, the one who wrote the art scroll is, I think, Rabbi Shmuel Kirzner. The team of people who wrote. What is going on here? And then, okay, even if you want to give this novel interpretation, the second part of the pasuk, what is he telling us about lashon hara? This is not the siman for lashon hara. This is the siman for hilchos b'riyas sagof. So he says, a fascinating secret, a technique. Try to market this online. Big thing online, if you try everything, you're always probably overwhelmed with advertisements to lose weight. Because the secret to losing weight is self-control. The self-control that you need, the discipline you need in controlling your mouth.
No, everything you have to do in moderation.
No, but he's saying a technique that the discipline in controlling speech is the same discipline in eating. Never thought of it like that. A person wants to go on a diet. You want to go on a diet, it's very hard. I have a very hard time. You have this youngest. You open up the refrigerator, it's very hard to control yourself. It's also very hard to control your mouth. Gossip. You know what happened today? You know what happened? You'd see what it says in the paper. This is gossip. If you learn how to, some people have an easier time controlling their mouth than controlling their desire to eat. The discipline that you need, or if you succeed in controlling your mouth and speaking Lashon Hara, you will have success in controlling your food intake. Because in the mind, that's what it says there, in the mind, they're related. The self-discipline of speech is directly related to the discipline a person needs to control how much food he eats. And that's the secret of this pasuk. Shomer piv ulishono. Try to control what you say. Don't talk so much. Some people have an easier time doing that. And if you practice not talking so much, you'll discover it's not so hard to control yourself and lose a couple of pounds. That's the snichus, the connection between one and the other. Doesn't say that. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't say that. But Dalit, ha'adam bin uraf koyach ha'ikol shleichah. When a person is young, he has a very powerful digestive system. V'alkein tzarech mazon tada yosemin ha'isha shahu b'yem sayamav. Children, they eat an enormous amount. You watch what children eat? It's incredible how much they can eat. If an adult would eat what a child eats, forget it, you wouldn't fit through the door. It doesn't matter. They can eat and eat and eat. They eat all poisons and nothing happens. And they don't gain weight and they look fine and they're healthy. And if an adult just takes one serving of what they eat, they're finished. That's what it says. When a person is young, an old man due to his weak state, even less. The older a person gets, the less he needs to eat. A small amount of kamus and high quality. In order to strengthen his body. Hey, now he's another insight, something very interesting. I don't know if modern science agrees with this. In the summertime, the digestive system shuts down in the summertime. That's what it says. Weakens. Look what he says. In the summer, you should eat less than you eat in the winter. The doctors of his time have taught us in the summer eat 2/3 of what you eat. He's quoting doctors. He's not quoting a Shulchan Aruch. He's quoting what his doctor told him in his time. Okay, this you've never heard of in modern times. You've never heard of such a thing. Okay, what? You've never heard of this. What?
People probably more in the summer because
they exercise more.
They exercise more.
Obviously, we live in a different society where we have air conditioning, and in the winter we have heating. So it's a whole different. It's really no different summer and winter as far as our environment when we indoors. Okay, next halacha vav. Before you do exercise, before you sit down to a meal, you should bring up a sweat. You should work very hard, do something until you sweat. Your body should increase the body temperature, and then you shall sit down to eat. He quotes a pasuk, key of golden nuggets. Here he's quoting a pasuk to support this idea. Dr. Fuchs, what do you say about this? Before you eat, you should go out for a jog. Jog a mile before you sit down for a meal. Any such a thing?
Well, science said 2 weeks ago that they changed the mile after.
That's posh. That's
right.
That's
your can release certain hormones that will decrease your appetite.
Right.
Decrease the appetite.
Yeah, so actually running. Yeah.
But he's saying for the digestive system, it increases the ability for the body to digest the food.
No, not really, because of the blood.
Just the opposite, you say. Probably the opposite.
The extremities and the muscles away from the.
Okay. I don't. He quotes a pasuk. B'zeyas apecha, whole new interpretation. B'zeyas apecha toich alecha. Look what he says here. This is incredible. The sweat of your apecha, of your face, with the sweat toich alecha. So therefore, first bring up a sweat, go on the treadmill, sweat, and then sit down and eat the food. That's the pasuk in the Torah. V'nemar v'lechem atzlus. Another pasuk. Lo yisrechel. Don't eat bread of laziness. What do you mean laziness? Don't just sit around on the couch and then sit down to a meal. Lechem atzlos, bread that comes after a moment of laziness, lo sochel. What else should you do? Another interesting technique, which I don't think doctors will agree on. V'yatir choy cha goy rosoy koydem achilo. Loosen your belt before you eat. Loosen your belt.
That's a bad idea.
Make sweatpants. This, in a rings of sin, v'simana, look what it says. Last week's parsha. Last week, I'm sure none of the rabbanim dash in this pasuk in this way. Ve'egcha fas lechem. Avraham said to the malachim, "I will take for you fas lechem." Take the word egcha and read it backwards. Nutrikin. Egcha roshe tevos lemafreya. Go take the four letters and read backwards. Hater chagoyro koydem achila.
Okay.
Pas lechem. Okay, another thing. Pas lechem. Another thing he says it's important to eat bread. It's important to eat bread. Pas lechem. Rosh tevos pen tavo l'dei choli me'ayim. Pas lechem. What's the drasha? Ekcha. Make sure you open your bell before you eat. Pas lechem, arash etevos, because if you don't do this, if you don't loosen your bell before you eat, pen tovo, pay is pen, pas, pas soft of the pas is tovo, lechem lide choli me'ayim, you may come to a stomach disease. Okay. Well, the shas, there are, I know, a lot of things obviously are not the way we look at things today, but there are definitely interesting ideas that it's kedai to learn. When you eat, you should sit in your place. You should sit in your place, or you should lean on the left side. So this is mamish keneged all modern science. After you eat, you should not move. Today it's sakonis nefashas, I'll tell you. If you don't move, you'll have a rachman litzlan. You must. It's a requirement that you must go for a walk after you have a large meal. So this is mamish keneged what it says in the Galida. Term sheisakav yasek, because if you don't walk, then the food may be dislodged and will cause you damage. Ela yelech ma'ad v'yinuch, you shall go only a little bit v'yinuch and rest. V'lo yitayel v'lo yiyagea es atzmal v'ach achila, you should not go for a walk and you should not exert yourself achar achila. V'lo yishan, now this everyone agrees. This is true today. Not go to sleep. It's not a good idea. People violate this every Shabbos. Everyone is in violation. They have a Shabbos Suda. Where do you go? Right to sleep.
Exactly.
You go keneged kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Violation of the Shulchan Aruch.
You're falling asleep on the table, you fall on the floor.
So you should know you're violating, you should hang this up on your bed when it says there. V'lo yishanach achil at shtei shos shelo yalu ho ashanim l'moach v'yazikuhu. This is what you mentioned because it causes there to be some in your mind, somehow in the blood, it goes to the mind. It causes the ashanim, some of the waste, or some of the residue of the food goes into the brain. It gets to the blood. The aziku can cause a person harm when he sleeps. It's not a good idea to go to the bathhouse and to hazaka to let blood. That's also not according to modern science. Then when you go, if you go to give blood, they tell you first to eat something. And eat after also. But they tell you to eat before you give blood. Here it says it's not a good idea. Eating before you give blood is not a good idea. It's not good. It's not healthy after achila. Okay, Zayin. Bnei Adam einam shav b'mizgam. No one is the same. Everyone has a different temperament. Yesh misha mizgoy cham. There are people that are always hot. Wacham, I guess, means they are very hot. They have a high body temperature, and they always want the temperature to be in the room. Put the air conditioning down to 60 degrees. V'yesh misha mizgoy kar. The people that are very cold. V'yesh misha mizgoy mimus. The people in the middle. V'hamacholim gam heim mishunim. And when it comes to food, everyone has a different reaction to food. Mi shemizgoy mimutza yoicham acholim shem gam kein mimutzam. You have to eat foods which are in the middle. There are foods which bring upon, which cause high body temperature. There are foods which cause the body temperature to drop. Okay, whatever this means. Everyone,
balance.
Everyone has to eat what they are comfortable with. The person that is always hot should not eat hot foods. I guess, what does it mean? It doesn't mean temperature. It means
spicy
foods, right? Bland. Just a little pickled, a little salt. A little salt and pepper, but not too much. The food should be bland. A person who is always cold, he has to increase his body temperature. I don't know if this makes this true today. If a person is always freezing cold, eating spicy foods make a difference?
No.
Doesn't make a difference.
No.
So I don't know what it means.
No,
I have no idea what it means here. I don't know. He says here, Misha Mizgoy Kar, a person who is cold, Mizgoy, his temperament is Kar, whatever that means, Yoichal Macholim Shem Kitzas Cham, he should eat foods which are hot. And hot in this context means spicy. Also, this all is relative to the time and place. In the summertime, a person should eat meat. That meat of lamb, expensive. Ugidoyim and goat meat, rakim, which is tender. And young chickens. You should eat some pickled food. We may occur in the winter time. Macholim cham, hot food. In a country that's cold, in Russia. Kara ma'acholim chamim, eat hot food. Over Medina Chama down in Florida, ma'acholim karim, a lot of ice cream. Okay, ches. Hamachol hamimutzo hu lechem chita. The best thing to eat, we're going to ask Dr. Fruchter in a moment for his commentary on this. The best thing to eat is bread, is lechem chita, wheat, not barley. Okay, not to eat barley bread, to eat chit. Oh, he gets the whole in a moment. But first he says wheat and not barley. They sell barley in the bakery?
It's good for the digestion.
They sell such a thing?
No, I've never heard of it.
Barley bread? Veloy soiles. Barley challah? Veloy soiles, the people that are allergic to wheat. Veloy soiles mamish. A person should not eat fine flour. You should eat whole wheat. It says that it's healthy to eat whole wheat. Is that true?
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Whole wheat. Why is whole wheat good?
Fiber.
Veloisoiles mamish ki asoiles, because fine flour misacher milhisakel. Is this true? Because fine flour does not digest quickly. Ach yeboi gam ketsas mehamursan, whole wheat, some of the bran. Why? Vuhu nischametz b'mitzua, because it is. Nitzchametz b'mitzua uboy melach u'ma'afei tanur. I don't know this. Nitzchametz b'mitzua, and it should be well done. Mimutza, when it ferments, not too much, not too little. Do not allow it to ferment too much, and do not allow it to ferment too little. You should bake it when it's in the middle road. Uboy, and you should add salt into the whole wheat bread. So he's giving us a recipe. He's telling us you should eat whole wheat bread that has been. That the dough has risen just the right amount. Don't let the dough rise too much, and don't let the dough sit too little. And make sure you add some salt. Uvoy melach vel ma'afei tanur should be baked in an oven. I guess not in a. I guess other techniques, not for other ways for the oil. I don't think it's going to go. No. It's not good to eat anything that is made from wheat. So cakes are out. Don't eat any cake. Poison.
Finish.
Lamb. To goats which are nursing. Never eat from the intestines. Kishka. Kishka is poison. Right? Kishka is from the intestines. Is that true? So don't eat kishka. And don't eat any meat that comes from, they sell such thing, get meat that comes from the head of an animal? Such a thing exists? Meat from the head?
Tom,
it's
difficult.
His brain
process is too labor intensive, of course,
you're
fortunate, even though it's not.
In Shulchan Aruch, they have all these simonim, how to kasha the brain, how to kasha the parts of the head.
We had certain customers who wanted it. Inspired the.
Yeah?
What did they want? Kishka?
No, the head.
Part of the animal.
The head. They wanted.
The meat, sweetbreads. If they use that for sweetbreads?
Sweetbread is not the best.
They had certain names for different parts.
Sparta meat, the test the
tribe, right? Tribe, they call it.
Right, no, it costs, certain things cost like $1.25 a pound, and by the time you finish cratering it, you have to charge at least $10-11 a pound.
That's different.
Okay, let's go further. So we pass consider that it's not healthy to eat meat that comes from the intestines and the meat that comes from the intestines, not to eat from the head. Goats, don't eat old cheese. Hardened cheese is not healthy. We had a whole discussion. If you wait 6 hours, you have to wait what? Parmesan. Aged cheese. It's not healthy, it says. Aged cheese and animals that are old, that are not healthy. Bird meat, poultry is good, is easy to digest. The hen is the best of the poultry. Here's the very nicely so. This, I'm sure doctors probably agree with this to some degree. If you've been eating it your whole life and you're okay, even though in society they don't advise you to get started on this diet, if your body is used to it and it's able to handle it, you're okay. Don't worry about it. Amru haroifim ki hamachol shadam rogil bo. If this is what you're used to, einoi maziklo, it's not going to hurt you. Da'afilu humachol ra, even though in society this food is considered to be harmful, if this is what you've been doing your whole life and you're 90 years old, don't stop now. Don't stop now. When the body is used to something from a long time, it's teva, vavach, lo, yimali, baikres. Of course, never overdo it. Overdoing the two, everything has to be done in moderation. Tes, ein lechel b'leiv behim ha'if. Don't eat the heart of an animal or a bird. Mishum dekosha l'shicha. So this is, what exactly does this mean? So some learn that this is true scientifically, that there are some type of poisons that are found in the... that are found in the heart of animals and birds, which can impact the person's mind. It's not good for the mind. The blood goes into the mind, whatever it is. Others say, no, this is a mystical concept. It's some type of mysticism. Don't eat. You should not eat the heart of an animal or a bird. Mishum tekoshel shichah. Did anything, doctor, say anything about this? Any properties of heart?
I'm not aware of anything
physical? Okay.
Specifically to eating heart.
And fine. Do not eat from a place that a weasel or a cat ate from.
Brain,
the
brain.
What? What about a brain? Is it healthy? Not healthy?
Brain,
poisonous?
That come
from not eat from a brain.
Those who eat brain,
not stay away from it. They don't sell it.
Cannibals who eat brain had a higher incidence.
What is it, the crazy
of dementia?
Cannibals? So human cannibals beings who ate other people who ate?
Attacks of dementia, yeah. People who, yeah.
They also became ill? Wow.
It's a prion.
Okay, so do not eat from a place where a weasel or a cat ate from. The Gamkin Kosh L'Shicha. Again, this is questionable. Does this mean it's kasha l'shicha because there are some poisons which are emitted by the cat and by the weasel, or is it something that is mystical which we have no understanding what it means? Yud. Zman achiluhi kisha yisave lechel taiva amitis v'lezor. A person should only eat when he's hungry, not when he has an appetite. He differentiates between these two words. V'lehavdil bein taiva amitis, a true taiva, l'taiva zori hizos harishon enikves ro'ov, hunger. Hungry. When you're hungry, that's when you should eat. That means your stomach is empty. The stomach is empty. Appetite. That's, you should not, just because you have an appetite, you do not eat. A healthy person has two meals a day. Don't cheat. Only two meals a day, no snacks. Someone who's ill or weak should eat. If a person is eating multiple times, but each time you should a small amount. This means that the more you eat, the more you weaken. You're using up the power of the stomach. I don't know what this means. The best time to eat is when your stomach is empty, like the gauge in the car, when it's E. When it's E, that's the best time to eat. Not to eat when it's half full. What?
In a car, it's not good advice.
It's not good to wait. But for the stomach is good. Ustam ikol b'bnei adam habriim ha'ich l'machol memutzim mis'almim b'derech ha'memutzo hu l'shei sha'ol. So he says something fascinating, that you should space your meals 6 hours apart. After you eat, it takes your stomach 6 hours to clean out, to empty out. So you should wait. And then he says something, another fascinating insight. It's good, he's giving you advice, medical advice, only two meals a day, That's don't cheat, and you should skip one meal during the week. So the 6 days a week, let's forget about Shabbos. Let's put Shabbos on the side. Okay, forget about Shabbos. There are 6 days in the week, Sunday through Friday. You have 6 days, six meals. You have 12 meals, six times two. But you should pick a meal to skip.
11.
Only 11 meals, because the body needs a break. Give the body a break and don't have one meal. And then he advises which meal should you skip. Skip the meal Erev Shabbos. Don't have breakfast or lunch, whatever it is, on Erev Shabbos. So you should eat Friday night b'teivah with an appetite. V'tov l'hashvin sudas achas v'shavua kedei l'shetishbois ho itztomcha me'avoidasa v'yischazei koyech yikulo in lifu, would strengthen your body. V'nirei ki hashmata zos tov shetei be'erev Shabbos, you should skip it Erev Shabbos. One more halacha, tov l'hargil esatz melecho pas b'shachas. So Chazal, Rabbi Messiah says a person should pass b'shachas. Okay, let's see the Shemeshim Halacha. There are a few little teeny ones. The only little teeny ones here will be very quickly. Aleph, going back again with the Simen. The first of all, he says, Rabbi Braun is telling us over here that you're going to be a little bit surprised. I think right away he's coming to, he wrote this there about 50, 60 years ago. He's probably telling us you're going to read things over here and you're going to be surprised. It's not Lafi, our understanding. It's not even him. It's not even Rav Ganson. He's taking from the Rambam. He's quoting here things which come from the Rambam, other Sfarim HaKadoshim. And if it was good for the Rambam, it's good enough to learn from. It might not necessarily be practical halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, but if the Rambam wrote it, we can read what the Rambam has to say and try
to. The explanations for that are that properties. I heard Rabbi forgot who that the properties of certain foods have changed over the years.
Shana teva.
Just that eating foods,
bread is not bread.
Foods have different properties.
Right,
vitamins
right.
And minerals are not the same as they were 1,000 years ago.
Right, so therefore, it's nishtana.
How much of this is from the Rambam, though?
I don't know exactly. I do not know. He's saying. No, the Shul doesn't discuss this. No. That's the Maila of Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. He brings down. He really covers. He covers everything. He covers Dalach Halakha Shulchan Aruch, which are practical Halakha L'maisa, and he covers things that are not even Shulchan Aruch altogether. And here he's quoting from the Rambam, that's what he's telling us. He's telling us, I'm aware that these things over here are a little bit off the charts, but you should know the Rambam says these things. And other Sfarim.
When Gansfried wrote it, it was on the charts.
No, not necessarily. That's what he's saying over here. Not necessarily. It can be. Gansfried wrote 100 years ago. A lot of the things that he wrote 100 years ago, I'm sure already would not accept it. Can't be they were all accepted. And he's telling us that it goes back 1,000 years. The Rambam, 750 years ago, time of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote it, so therefore it's kedai to see what the Rambam says. She is skru b'shas, and it's mentioned the Gemara. Time b'shun d'nishtanu atem. That the Rambam himself doesn't quote what it says in the Gemara. The more you know himself, the Gittin, all of the shas, he have all these very strange things, and we don't even know what they mean. And the Rambam himself does not quote from the Gemara. He ignores what says the Gemara. Why? Because even the Rambam, who lived 1,000 years ago, 800 years ago, is saying that from 1,000 years since the time of the Talmud Bavli, things already have changed. Allah has come v'kama for us. We're 2,000 years away from the Gemara. From the time of Mishum Nishanu Hatzavoyim, the loy kol hamakayim shavim bezeh. Every country is different. Every community is different. Every environment is different. Kamasha Kosav bekesef Mishnah demihay time olay kosav Rambam hanogas haadam binyone hakaza. The Rambam leaves out all the laws of bloodletting. Because bloodletting today is not done. It's unheard of. It's not. I mean, it is done. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The Rambam hanogas adam binyana hakosik mashakosa b'shas mishum de'ein kolam akomos shavim. Not all places are the same. The Gemara lo yamu elu l'medina b'bavel. The Gemara only discussed the Medina of Bavel, Iraq. And Iran and that area, and that's where these things apply. It's a different environment, a whole different culture, a different environment, and that the rules that were said for that culture do not apply for us. The Ayin B'Taisis, the Refuos Shabashas, Einam Toivos B'Zman Hazeh, they're not good. Adarabah, today you try the healings, the Refuos B'Zman Hazeh, it'll kill you. What's a side effect of a certain medicine? Death. Beware of the side effects. what kind of medicine is this if the side effect is death? It's ridiculous. It's true. There's certain medications that have a side effect of death. Why would you want to take the medicine? Einam toivas bezmanas evchein amogin avram kosav dimshtanu hasivios the hasivios vehevel ufi teva haratzos ubi that again the same idea that things have changed the yam shal shloima moisev the yesh chirim hakadmoinim shalismeich al refuah shvetalma the tolu ufi teva haratzos. Not only that, it was a curse. Would you believe this? The Yam Shel Shlomo says anyone that would practice a refuah in the Gemara should be cursed, because you're killing yourself. These things don't work. You don't know what these things mean. The Tolu Fi Teva Haratos Ayin Shoyim Chedach Hasam Soifah Herich B'Zech Hasel is not so long ago. And the Hevi Mikan Lukamus Tinshtanu Hatvoyim V'Yofer Kosav. Chassam Soifah says don't try these things at home. Harab Al Mitzudah Stavid V'Dvarim Ke'elu Mitzudah Stavid. Remember that? That was the Sefer, Rabbi Mr. Blad, that you showed me on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Mitzudas David, you brought into me about a year ago that Sefer. He quotes him often, not often, but he quotes him every so often. He quotes him. Rabbi Brown quotes the Sefer Mitzudas David on Kitta Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a parish on Kitta Shulchan Aruch. Harav Baal Mitzudas David. The Devarim Ke'elu She'ena Gel Ledina Tzarch Lishma La'atzas Refiz Manenu. Go to your local doctor. Sharei afilu bechrisos uvmizbezin shem l'roifa. Even when it comes to chrisos and mizbezin, when it comes to issues of halacha of Shabbos, chil Shabbos, anyway, ask the doctor. So certainly, if anyway, you can ask the doctor when you're allowed to mechal Shabbos, when it's kochnevus, certainly ask the doctor what to do for a proper refuah. B'tani debei Rabbi Shmuel v'rapo yirapei. It says in the pasuk v'rapo yirapei mikan shenidna rishus l'refuos. It's permitted for a doctor to heal. It gives legitimacy to the doctor. Okay, so it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, that these are interesting things, but we don't necessarily practice them.